Kia ora, kia ora. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. You're here with Kane and a special guest this week. Welcome back, Racer.
Kia ora.
And this week we are talking about and listening to 1990s R&B. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to shit talk on Linkin Park. And that's just me. And we're going to listen to some smooth tunes, starting with the smoothest of them all.
I
like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
That was That's the Way Love Goes from Janet Jackson from her album Janet. And before that, you heard Don't Let Go, in parentheses, Love from En Vogue. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. Today we have Ressa, and she's chosen a bunch of songs. And that was the first one that she's chosen, That's the Way Love Goes. Why? I'm going to ask you this after every song.
Yeah.
Why Janet?
The answer's probably the same. Like,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
And that song just encompasses so much good stuff about R&B is like it's a love song, but it also has that beat where it doesn't get too schmoozy, you know?
Yeah.
It's just perfect. And the lyrics.
That's something that I noticed going through some of these songs just earlier today. It's very sexy. Oh. They're all about it. Let's just listen to some of the titles. I'm gonna give some away. But like, Don't Let Go, That's the Way Love Goes, The Boy Is Mine, No Diggity, euphemism, Return of the Mac, euphemism, Pony, euphemism, This Is How We Do It, Fantasy, Creep, My Lovin', I Can Love You Like That. Like, it's very much about love and sex.
And I mean, like that one line of Janet Jackson always gets me where she says, "Go deeper, baby, deeper."
Okay, Janet. Sure. I did listen to a show about this kind of stuff. The Songs That Explain the 90s podcast. And they kind of got into talking about how a lot of these artists, the younger ones, like, so The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica, it seems like cute on the surface. And like, but a lot of these artists are quite young and didn't really know what was up, because a lot of them didn't really write the lyrics. The people who wrote the lyrics are these dudes around them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they can sell records. Okay, so let's listen to that tune, The Boy Is Mine, from Brandy and Monica.
The boy is mine, the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine,
the boy is mine.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Sure, you know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely, I know his name. But I just want to let you know that he's mine.
No, he's mine.
Things you do, you keep on acting like a fool. You need to know.
I like the players. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10, I wanna get in, can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it,
no diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Herbs the word, spins the verb. Lovers it curves so freak. What you heard? Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You got to pay to play. Just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trump tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now don't think Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to buy this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake broads? High shows and proves, no doubt. I've been thinking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen Pen
no
and Black
diggity, no doubt, baby.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got the bag.
Girl, I got it going on.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
Yeah.
We out. What does that even mean?
No diggity?
No
dignity? Just in short?
So it's got a sample from Bill Withers, Grandma's Hands. I think I could kind of recognize that.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's ranked as one of the 1,000 best songs ever from Q magazine. No real information as to what diggity is and why they don't have any. But I'm thinking it's like booty.
Oh, okay.
I got to bag it up.
Sure.
I don't know.
Bag up that booty.
It's, you know, it's Dre.
Yeah.
He likes
to... Such a good tune, though.
It's a really good tune. So where were you when the first... Where were you when you heard it for the first time? Do you remember?
I only do remember the hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo thing that was in a club. I mean, I was 14.
Yeah.
4 years after that song came out or something. And everybody was like, you know, throwing the hands.
Hands and the like they just don't care.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Mm. Maybe every now and then I had a couple of friends who are really into hip hop, but to play something like this, like at a party, was pretty borderline, you know, not because it was not tough. So... Yeah.
I mean, you know what also isn't tough? Brandy and Monica, my friend.
So,
what did you think about The Boy Is Mine?
Yeah. Before that, you heard The Boy Is Mine from Brandy and Monica, of course, from the album The Boy Is Mine. And is that actually like actually the album? I'm not going to never get away from it. I put that on there because I think it was on TV. So all of this for me is television.
Yes. Music videos.
So. Yeah, MTV and just whatever the New Zealand music show was. And it was, because it was so big, this was the biggest genre at the time. And I remember the Brandy and Monica, Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's really it. The guy in the end. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a bunch of hooky, pretty amazing songs, really.
And as we said, also quite poppy. I think Brandy and Monica sounds more than R&B, very to me.
Yeah, it's true. So is that maybe like a potential mistake? Shouldn't have included The Boy Is Mine. I think because R&B was pop. R&B was the pop music. That's what I mean, you know, and I understand they sound a bit like light, I guess.
Yeah.
Rather than like light. R&B. Yeah. Yeah, R&B light. Anyway, this next tune, oh god, I love this song. Oh, you know it. I remember seeing the video, but I mainly remember his voice and the ad-libs towards all throughout the song, but the end of the song, they'll forever be with me, and I hope that they're forever with you. This is Return of the Mac from Mark Morrison. I think it was a comeback song.
You do. You lied to me. All this pain you till I reach a ponytail.
That was Pony, the extended mix. Probably could have just put out the normal mix, but that was by Genuine off of the album 90s R&B. Maybe that's... I'm pretty sure. No, I don't know. And before that, it was Return of the Mark from Mark Morrison off of his debut record, Return of the Mac.
So a return is the debut, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. Whatever. Pretty interesting stuff. Now, you chose Pony.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, because it's one of those songs that I did not know anything about it, only that it's a song that I remembered from, again, childhood. Never knew the artist, never even knew what it's called until I was an adult. And then Genuine was a pretty, you know, it was a pretty big name. Still is, I think. Right?
I don't know.
So I was like, oh, that's that guy, you know? And just, yeah, not having any preconceived notion of what music and the artists actually are when you're like, what, 10 years old?
Mm.
Whenever that song came out. When did it come out? I think we checked it.
Also,
what's Pony standing for?
Pony. it's not at 8:30 yet.
Oh.
I think it stands for his penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can say penis on the radio before 8:30.
Here we are. So, oh, this was a Timbaland. So it was July 30th, 1996, which is the best year for R&B.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of stuff happened in 1996. Yeah, I was 10, you were 12, right?
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks.
I didn't know anything. But just, you know, everything that music television was just...
Yeah.
I was like, give me.
Yeah. I think I remember the song maybe just from that, but I didn't pay much attention to it. I don't think I understood it until much later.
Yeah.
And really, it's the real. That part, that sound that's just like undeniable.
So
I don't know, because it's pretty repetitive, you know,
and
it's the same thing.
That everybody
Yeah.
Like, you would say, oh, Pony by Genuine. People like, what? Nah, I don't know. And then you play it and like, oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. It's one of those like ubiquitous kind of songs that have just sort of managed to get in absolutely everywhere. Okay, we're going to keep going. This next song is one of mine. And I debated putting it first because it has the greatest intro out of any of these songs. So This Is How We Do It from Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track with the old school back.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave on from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kinda buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back. Life show was slow, and all they said was 6'8 he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. They lived the DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much favor. Come whack on an old school track.
Never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian. Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot, telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop, and keep telling me, yeah. Sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flippin' get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mic. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight. But yo, I need some sort of love in my life, you dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she says she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty psych. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just with you, I'm staying, boo. And when cats be popping game, I don't hear what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
That rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins. And she like, yeah.
What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, oh. What club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me. If you
Oh yeah, okay. That was cool. That was probably the coolest song that we've played tonight.
I'd
never heard that song before. It was called "You Got Me." It's The Roots, Tariq Trotter, Erykah Badu, and Eve from the album "Things Fall Apart" from The Roots. That was really cool.
Erykah Badu, such a legend.
She's unstoppable, even now.
Yes,
absolutely awesome.
Just the fact that she was once dating, what's his name from Outkast?
Andre.
Yes. Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think they were married, but they were together.
It makes me sad that they broke up.
Right? Such a power fucking R&B couple. Wow.
Man, because they're both pretty eccentric, kind of crazy people.
Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah. You know his recent album, then he came out, he's like, I haven't done anything for 15 years. And he's like, here's my new record, and it's only him playing flute? Like, nothing
that's
else?
Like, why not?
What?
I don't need to make money. I really don't care at this stage. I'm just going to do whatever.
Kind of love it, eh?
Cool.
Like, I'm not going to listen to his flute record.
Hey, I feel like some flute music today.
I might put on Andre 3000 playing flute. Not like some amazing classical flautist. No, no. Andre.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no one said ever.
there's a hardcore band called Speed. I'm actually wearing their t-shirt. I'm going to show you so you know that I'm cool.
Speed. Ooh, cool.
Hardcore band from Sydney called Speed, and the singer, they're like tough guy hardcore, dun dun dun, you know, breakdowns and blah and head stomps and stuff. And he is actually a proper trained flautist. And then some of their songs, it'd be like blah, dun dun dun, 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 dun. Like, it's pretty funny. It's right. Pretty funny, yeah. And awful, like it's got no place at all in the music.
Interruption.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Tiny Tidal Waves and with Kane, and we have a special guest, Racer, who's come in and chosen some songs, and tonight we're listening to 90s R&B.
And frying Kane why he chose certain songs. This is How We Do It by, I can't read it from here.
Montel Jordan.
Yeah, such a party song.
Yeah, party song. I remember, again, same with all of these, it's the video, it's his voice, it's that intro, this is how we do it, just, it's iconic, and I'm glad that we played it. So what about You Got Me? What made you choose that tune?
Oh, yeah, I think I first heard that in music class for some reason in high school, which I don't remember the context, but I was like, ooh, The Roots and Erykah Badu, and then I fell into that rabbit hole of The Roots and Erykah Badu, and I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, and you know, just listening to it then, is it the first song that we've played tonight that actually is a band playing? You know, all of the other tunes are like, you know, drum machines and samples. You know, I think Return of the Mac had a drum sample, and No Diggity has a drum sample from older tunes, whereas The Roots are actually just a band.
Actual band.
Straight up.
There you have it.
Yeah, R&B. Okay, and this next one is such a tune. Okay, so we've probably got time for, yeah, we've got time for two more. Oh, actually, you know what? We got time for three more, at least. and so I've got the song that I want to end on, but first we're going to play this.
Nobody is supposed to know. It's been a long time, long time. We shouldn't have left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step, step two, step two. It's been a long time, we shouldn't have left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two, step two, step two, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off, or would you stay? Oh,
push and don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh,
push and don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try it again. Can dust it off and try it. All away. I might be shy on the first day. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. I'd be bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Oh yeah, Alia with Try Again, and before that was Creep from TLC. Yeah, I mean, the whole playlist has been girl power. They really, females really dominated 90s R&B.
Totally, rightfully so.
Yeah, in a massive way.
Great songs, and so, like, early on girl power, like the whole, I mean, TLC, you know, Scrubs, Creep, just being so, you gonna flirt with me? Nah,
it's the finger wag.
Yeah, nah, it's the finger wag. Like, no, you don't. You ain't got the right,
And so we also realized that both Aaliyah and Lisa Left Eye died in plane accidents.
They did.
Which is...
So we're wondering, is it just shitty private planes that have crappy pilots that that happens? And it also happened in the either the same year or even the same month. It was not too far apart. And yeah, I was devastated because I was very much in love with both of them.
She... Aaliyah died on August 25th, 2001, age 22. August 25th, 2001.
Oh, fuck that. We can say fuck that now. It's 23. Yeah. And Lisa Left Eye.
April 25th, 2002.
Also,
August. I was within 6 months.
Still.
That's crazy.
I also heard that Lisa Left Eye was a bit crazy. She once set a fire in her pants.
Yeah.
She was a little bit dipshit. But
yeah.
Can't have to be.
Maybe he was a dick. Yeah.
Why would you say that?
He certainly deserved that.
I'm sure he cheated.
He must have.
Why would you cheat on
cheating me? Bastard. You're going to get lit on fire.
We made our mind up. She's great.
We love Lisa. RIP to Lisa and Aaliyah. So this, we're going to call it there. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves. And it's Tuesday night on Ragan Community Radio. It's been Kane. And special guest, Racer. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for getting me off the couch.
Yay. Me too. Back to the couch for this rainy evening. Oh, it's not, it's whatever. I'm going to end with probably the greatest 90s R&B song, in my opinion. It's the one, it's the very first one that I think of when I think of 90s R&B.
Oh, wow, that's big.
The videos, the matching suits, the wind, you know, dancing in front of the ocean. Like, oh, so, so boy groupy. I wouldn't say fan, I would say devotee. So, here we are, end of the road with Boys to Men as a closing way to finish this this show. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just need.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you play with my mind? Said we'd be forever, said it never died. How could you? Saying goodbye.
And I can't sleep at night without holding you tight. Girl, each time I try, I just break down and die. Pain in my head, oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around in the road. Together forever, you and me.
I just didn't care. You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat all night, just like you did, baby, but that's alright. I love you anyway, and I'm still gonna be here for you to my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby, because you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain too.
I belong to you.